You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Aaron HaKohen was asked to bring Korban Chatat and Olah. Korban Chatat, this is a special sacrifice for wrongdoing, the action. Korban Olah is for the trend of mind that was not thinking in the right way. So now the general formula is that first you bring Korban Chatat for the action and then Korban Olah for Machshava. Except if one was thinking about, let's say, worshiping an idol. So now we have a general formula. If Yehudi decides to do something positive, something good, a kindness, so if in the process of his effort was not able to do so, so then Hashem will count for him as he did it. But if he would think about doing something wrong, then Hashem will not take it as something that he did wrong, except worship an idol. That means if one thinks about worshiping an idol or making an idol, yeah, that will be counted for him. So now, the question here that is brought, so who made the idol? Aharon, very nice. So Aharon made the idol. So now, so according to this formula, that thinking about or committing worshiping an idol, that would consider as doing. So here, when Aharon is bringing the korban, the sacrifice, which one he should bring first? The korban hatat, korban olah. Olah, Chazak Baruch. Why? Because the Korban Olah, that even thinking about it, we consider as doing it, as a sin. So, but here we see now, Hashem told them, bring the Chatat first, and then the Olah. Understand? What did you understand? What happened? Chazak Baruch, beautiful. Very nice, very nice. So now from here we learn that Aharon HaKohen was innocent. So that means even though that he made it, even though he was thinking about making it for whatever reason that he felt that it's the right thing to do, Hashem, even though that the general formula is, if one thinks about worshiping or making an idol, we'll consider as he did it, but for Aharon HaKohen was not so. No, he did it. He made it.
He made it.
Yes. Fine, but he made it for them for whatever reason it was. But here we see the process of the korban that was asked to bring that shows that he was completely begonah, innocent. So that's why he brought the chatat first. Unless he had to bring the olah first. So here we see that unbelievable message. That, what is the message?
Think good things.
So now here, according to this, that we say that Aharon was innocent, right? And Hashem did not count for him as a wrongdoing. So why his children, they have to be punished? So when you come in, have is that the same word?
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.